Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrucci alongside my co-host, Anthony Adams. Anthony, I heard that they are retiring number 89's jersey.
Yes, they are. And guess who got the exclusive interview with number 89?
Fox, NFL Network.
No, you get one more guess.
Anyone but you.
Me. Yes, I got
you it. Got the exclusive?
I got the exclusive
wow.
interview.
That's pretty impressive.
With the man who's number 89 on the field, but he's number one in your heart. Take a look. Bill, it's an honor to have you here today.
Well, thank you, but it's actually Brent.
Brent? Well, you know they're retiring your number.
Well, yeah, I wore 89, but I don't think it's for me.
What do you mean?
Are you sure you got the right guy? Brent Novoselsky.
Right. You know, I got a picture of you right here from the Fog Bowl. That's you.
Yeah, that's me, but they're not retiring my number.
I know. You're being modest. We're talking about the founding franchise. We're talking about Nagurski, Hallis, Buckus, Peyton, Sayers, and you, Novoselsky.
Novoselsky.
Right, Seltzer. Okay. Do you have a speech prepared?
Well, no, because it's not for me.
I know you got some leftover speeches.
Okay, I'd like to thank my family and my rabbi and all the Jewish folks from
Skokie. That's not very good. I'll give you one. I know I'm going to win an Emmy for this exclusive interview. I'd like to thank all of my fans, all of my family. Thank you so much. You're a great career with the Bears. I mean, the 1988 season was magical. Can you take us down memory lane and tell us about some of those memories that you had for that magical 1988 season?
Well, I played half the year, and I didn't catch a ball that year.
We have some special guests that couldn't make it, but they sent a pre-recorded message. Check it out right here on my iPad.
It's not an iPad. Those are papers.
Yeah, we'll clean it up and edit it, man. Don't try to blow my spot up. I got an Emmy here.
Congrats, number 89. You finally got your number retired.
I've covered a lot of 89s throughout the years. You think of Matt Spaeth, Keith Ortigo, but I will tell you one thing I can tell you for sure. There's never been a greater number 89 than Brent Novoselsky, at least that I went to high school with.
Hey, number 89. It's getting retired. What took so long?
Congrats, number 89. I'm getting that number retired.
Now that's special. Bob, it was an honor meeting you. And because of guys like you, no one will ever be able to wear number 89 again.
Okay. Thanks.
No problem.
Anthony, it was a pretty good exclusive there, but I think you may have had the wrong 89. They're retiring Mike Ditka's jersey, not Brent Novoselsky.
Ah. Man, I was duped, man.
Yes, you were.
But you know what? Brent was a good sport. However you say it. But I got a chance to sit in Jeff Joniak chair.
That is ridiculous.
Jeff Joe, that's my man.
We have to take a quick break. Coming up, former players and teammates share their favorite memories of the coach.
He goes down as one of the greatest of all time because he was a player who made the Hall of Fame. He was a coach who won a Super Bowl championship.
But up next, it's Football 101 for the ladies at Soldier Field. Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.